It's an absolute belter tonight with the powerhouse of world cricket, India, very, very short up against the Kiwis, who are supposed to be the easy option as far as the top four at the World Cup is concerned. I'm wondering how Mark Waugh sees it. He joins us on the line. G'day, Mark.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good, good. India, mate, they are a powerhouse.
They are, and they've played very, very well during the first part of the tournament. Look, I guess it's all on the day now, isn't it? New Zealand definitely looked the weakest of the four teams in the semi-finals, but, you know, they've got a knack of making the final. They've been there a few times, so I don't underestimate them, but I think if both teams play to their potential, I think India will win tonight and go through to the final.
Yeah. What about Rahul? Hasn't he had an outstanding tournament?
Yeah, Sharma. He's got five centuries. Yeah. He's an amazing player, Rohit Sharma. He does it so easily as well. He looks like he's in second gear most of the time. So he's been phenomenal. I mean, their side looks very well balanced. I think the Indians, you know, their fast bowlers have done well through the tournament with Bumrah sort of leading the way. So, and with Kohli there, he's such a competitor. They look like they've just got too many, you know, too much firepower for New Zealand, who really relied on Kane Williamson the whole way through. So they need to find something from some of their other batsmen. Now, Guptill's done nothing. Ross Taylor's been limited. So they need to find some runs from the top order apart from Williamson.
Yeah.
Have they got the bowlers to get these Indian batsmen out though, Junior?
Well, I mean, they're bowling. Lockie Ferguson's been injured, but I think he's back in for tonight's game. He's one of their more dangerous bowlers. You know, he bowls at 145k, so he's capable. And then you've got Trent Bolt, who's bowled well throughout the tournament. That's probably about it, though. The rest of the bowling looks a little bit thin. Jimmy Neeshan's got a few wickets, but you probably need Trent Bolt to take three or four early ones to give New Zealand a chance.
Okay, so it sounds like you're tipping India tonight.
Yep,
they are short at $1.35.
I see there's a bit of rain around. But there is a reserve day for the semis and the final. But there looks like some rain tonight, so that could play a part.
So Thursday night, it's going to be the Aussies up against England. England on home soil. They were the pre-championship favourites. They're actually the favourites to go head-to-head with the Aussies on Thursday, first ball. At 7:30, do you think Matthew Wade will come in for Usman Khawaja? And what happens if Stoinis is out?
Good question, TK. Looking forward to the game, first of all, at Edgbaston. And, you know, two teams that could beat each other on their day. I think Wade, in my book, would come in for Khawaja. I think he's been in such great form in the Australian A Tour and last season as well. I just think he's probably got a bit more upside than, say, Peter Hanscom, who I'm a bit worried about, you know, their quicker bowlers. He's not that comfortable against a quicker bowler. So I think I'd have Wade in definitely for Khawaja. And Mitch Marsh may be in for Stoinis, who's carrying these little niggles in his back and his side. So, you know, there could be a couple of new faces in that team. But both guys are tremendous players. So I don't really see it as a major worry, albeit a little bit of a hiccup. But interesting to see how they go. I think the rest of the team, the bowling lineup, will be unchanged for Australia. And we just need to play at our best because England are such a good side. And I think the return of Jason Roy from injury really lifted them. You know, he's batted beautifully, so big game, tough game too for the Aussies.
Where do you bat Wade, mate? Yeah.
It's a good question. I think three or four. And really, he can float. I mean, he's batted anywhere for Tasmania and in one-day games before. But, it just depends what sort of start we get off to. But I'm not really worried about whether Smith bats three or four. I think he can fit into both roles. So it's probably going to be just a bit of a gut feeling call by the captain and the coach and the players over there, Ricky Ponting, to see what the batting order is going to be, see who's, you know, got the feel for certain positions. So it's a tough one to call from here, but yeah. I think either way, it's a good batting side. And I think Wade, you know, he could be a bit of an X factor. I'd love to see Maxwell, you know, start to play well, put that hook shot and the pull shot away. You know, he's just got to, can those two shots until he gets to 50. If he does that, he'll make a lot of runs. So he needs to sharpen up his game. But, you know, despite the changes, it's all going to be down to individuals on the day, Australia, England. Both teams are very, very capable of winning the tournament, but they've got to get past each other, which is a shame that Australia lost to South Africa because New Zealand definitely would have been an easier option in the semis.
How important is it to get a breakthrough early against Roy and Bairstow?
Yeah, very important because they just seem to have that click, a great rapport between each other, Bairstow and Roy. And they score so quickly. That's the thing. I mean, they can score at eight and over without, you know, looking like they're doing it. So they're very dangerous. They can set the whole game up, those two, with their power play early on. So we need Mitchell Starc to be at his best. He was a little bit off in the game against South Africa. That's okay. That's probably the first game he hasn't bowled well. So I think there'll be a danger, Starc and Behrendorf, to both those openers, swinging the ball back in if the ball happens to swing. So it wouldn't surprise me if they knocked them over, but it's a key partnership, that opening one for England.
Okay. Obviously, your heart says the Aussies, but what about your head, mate, if you were down to your last 10 bucks?
If I was down to my last 10, I'd stick it on Australia, obviously. But I think it's seriously a 50-50 call.
Okay.
I don't think there's anything between those two teams. And they could probably play each other 10 times with the teams they've got at the moment. And, you know, it could be 5-all. You know, I don't think it's too hard to call. But
yeah.
I'll go for Australia because that's what we do, don't we?
Yeah, obviously. Mate, okay, whoever wins this, will it give them any sort of advantage heading into the first Ashes test, or is it just no significance at all?
No significance. No.
Okay.
Two different formats, two different sides. I mean, that's shaping up pretty well too. The Ashes Australia are over there, and we've got some guys doing well with the bat and the ball. So we'll look at that after Thursday. If we happen to lose on Thursday, then we'll turn our attention straight to the Ashes. Otherwise, we'll concentrate all this week on the World Cup. But should be a great couple of months of cricket. And this week, I mean, this World Cup's been excellent. I know that, you know, the top four teams have got through that we all thought, but I think the standard of cricket's been very, very high, particularly from the batsmen. Let's hope we can get through on Thursday.
Hey, Junior, to your eye, has Steve Smith looked good? I know there's been some criticism about some of his innings, and they've all, you know, they're different. Some of the circumstances he's had to come in and bat in, but is he looking okay?
Yeah, look, at the start of the tournament, I thought he was looking really good, a lot better than Davey Warner, and he's come in a few tough periods where there's been a lot of runs on the board and he's had to sort of put the foot down. I'll tell you what he has done. He's looked more fidgety than normal, which you'd think's impossible, but every time he comes out the bat, he's jumping around, you know, like a kid. Some of his body actions and motions are really weird. So he looks a little bit nervous to me, I'd say. I mean, it's hard to tell with Steve Smith because he's always got those fidgety habits, but he looks a bit more fidgety to me. So I think he's probably trying a little bit too hard, if I had to say anything, looking from a distance. So I think he might, if he just relaxes a bit, he'll be fine. But, you know, he's that sort of guy. He's always on edge a bit.
Yeah.
He's so keen and but he just looks a little bit too nervous to me at the moment, so hopefully he can relax a bit.
You know, the criticism that they've all copped and they continue to get off the crowd, is he the sort of character to take it a bit more to heart than what Dave Warner would? Would that affect him at all, do you think?
I don't think so.
No.
I think he's used to it now.
Geez,
they've been persistent with their booing, which is ridiculous. I mean, if anybody, they should have booed the South Africans as much as the Aussies the other night, because their skipper's been done a couple of times with ball tampering. But no, I don't think it would worry him. I mean, once you're out in the middle and batting, you know, you're in your zone. So I don't think it's maybe if he's, you know, in the field, maybe a bit of booing, but I'm not sure if that's happening or not. So, no, I don't think that's an excuse. I just think, you know, he's one of those players, Steve Smith, that he looks a little bit ungainly when he doesn't get runs because of his style. He's so different at the crease, but I think he'd be fine.
Well, let's hope our men can do what our women are doing, mate, because they're absolutely belting the pommies. That performance by Perry was unbelievable.
I hope so.
Yeah, it'd be a good result. And anything at the track we should know about?
Just the one today, boys. It's Newcastle in the last holy rain. So I think he's around $11. Oh, he's a great each way bet. First up from a spell, I think he'll run well.
Yeah, $11, holy rain.
He loves a tip, Loz.
Well, you asked me.
Yeah, no, we're okay. Race seven.
No. I think he'll run well. I think he's over the odds, actually.
I know, I'm supposed to be having a break from the punt.
Well, that's what you just told me. At the 8 o'clock, just before 8 o'clock.
Why?
Just before 8 o'clock, I said, what do you like in the morning, TK? Oh, I was looking at such and such a horse. He goes, but I'm off the punt.
Depends how long you call a break. Is that one day?
I'm just having a little bit of a freshen up.
Having a bad runner. You don't like the heavy tracks in winter.
Look,
this time last year, we were down in Melbourne, and a mate of ours who shall remain nameless. Tell him the story, TK. We're having a beer.
I've gone to the bathroom, Junior. I've sort of just at the trough there, and he said to me, how's the punt? I said, I'm having a little bit of a break at the moment. I go, I'm off it. And he goes, yeah, so am I. And I said, oh, okay. How long have you been off it for? He said, since yesterday.
It's like when I tell myself to stop drinking wine at night.
Yeah, exactly. What do you think?
One more.
Good on you, mate.
All right, boys. Good on you.
See you, mate.
Bye-bye.
Race 7, Newcastle there, out of the Kimmore stable. Sam Clipperton's got the ride. Holy Rain. $11. It's piqued my interest. Could be a very, very short freshen up this.